Penguin Random House Audio presents Early Warning by Jane Smiley, read for you by Lorelei King. 1953. The funeral was a riot of floral exuberance. Not just lilies, but daffodils and tulips and sprays of apple and pear blossom. Frank Langdon sat with his daughter Jannie about 6 pews back on the right. His wife Andy and their month-old twins, of course, couldn't come all the way to Iowa. Jannie, 2 and a half, was behaving herself. Frank took his hand off her knee, and she stayed quiet. The broken sounds of tears being suppressed rose all around him. Frank's sister Lillian, her husband Arthur, and their 4 kids were 2 pews ahead on the left. Mama was sitting in the front pew, staring straight ahead. Granny Elizabeth was sitting next to her, alone now. Grandpa Wilmer had died in the summer. In the intervening 9 months, Granny had traveled to Kansas City, St. Louis, and Minneapolis. His mother liked to cluck knowingly and say, "She's blossomed, hasn't she?" His brother Joe's baby, the same age as his twins, looked like she weighed what they did together. Joe's wife Lois and her sister Minnie passed the baby back and forth to keep her quiet. Frank stared at Minnie for a moment. He had known her his whole life, walked to school with her for years, known always that she was on his side. Maybe she loved him still. Frank cleared his throat. Annie, the child's name was. Jannie couldn't get enough of her. She talked to her and stroked her head if she got a chance. Across the aisle from Minnie were Frank's brother Henry, his communist aunt Eloise, and Eloise's daughter, Rosa.